Right now, the Chinese property market is frozen. In other words, buyers and sellers can't agree on price. The gap is too large. But usually what happens after frozen situations, frozen markets, is that those markets collapse. And I think China is pretty much there. I mean, Beijing is trying to support it. But the point is that there's too many apartments and not enough potential purchasers. And this is important because something you alluded to, and that is that 70% of the wealth of the Chinese people is tied up in property. So this has ramifications across the economy. Oh, and by the way, the property sector itself is an extraordinary 25 to 30% of China's GDP. So we're talking about a major portion of the Chinese economy. And I just don't think they can get past this. They can sort of defer things by, you know, stiffing international creditors and stuff like that. But ultimately, there is no solution to this except a sharp adjustment downward, what everybody else would call a crisis.
If you want to listen to this full interview, go to financialsense.com and click the subscribe button.